Joining us now on the Coach's Corner, powered by Hy-Vee, we have Newton Boys basketball coach Jason Carter. And Jason, a couple games this week, wrapped up the conference at Norwalk, and then a very memorable senior night here coming up on Thursday. Let's talk about the Norwalk game at first. Kind of your thoughts looking back at that, how things went.
Overall, over the course of the whole game, I thought we played well for three quarters. We just did not get off to a very good start. We let them jump on us early. I think they got up 12 in the first quarter, 12 or 13 in the first quarter, and then just kind of stayed there the rest of the game. That dreaded slow start kind of plagued us in that game. But then we played with them, for the other three quarters. And we even outscored them two of the next three quarters. So we've talked about that a lot. We got to be able to, bring it for four quarters. We can play for, anybody on our schedule we've played with for, more than half the game. We just got to, avoid those lapses where we, put ourselves in too big of a deficit to overcome.
Any thought on why that is? I mean, obviously you'd probably change it if you did.
Yeah. I think part of it is just, being mentally locked in to begin with on the scouting report and just the physicality. I think sometimes, when we transition from one team to the next, we forget how physical some of these, like the Norwalks and the DCGs are. You just got to bring it at a different level for four quarters, because if you don't, they make you pay. Yeah. They make you pay in a bad way. So, just being able to make sure that we're locked in, ready to go. We changed our warm up a little bit earlier in the year too, and I feel like that's kind of helped us, with our defensive intensity a little bit, right out of the gate. But just staying patient, winning 50-50 balls, just things like that. We got to be able to do that right out of the gate.
Teams that like to get out in transition too, is that kind of giving you some problems this year too?
Yeah, at times. And again, I think part of that too is just adjusting to. You might be able to be a little more aggressive on the offensive glass against certain teams, and kind of not have to, sprint back against certain teams. But Norwalk and DCGs in particular, yeah. And Indianola was pretty good at this too. But we were able to adjust against them a little quicker. Just having just better athletes that are faster and, better at passing the ball up the floor and finishing around the hoop. So that's definitely something that we have to stress going into postseason, because if you're going to make it to where you want to go, you're definitely going to have to beat a team of that caliber.
Yeah. Then Thursday, senior night, and kind of a game that epitomized this year, trailed all the first half.
Yep.
And then, but you kind of hung around.
Yep.
And when the fourth quarter came, you made the plays and you scrapped your way and found a way to get the win. And, it was senior night and you had a junior make the most important basket, but you also had a senior really keep you in with Landon Bozarth.
Yeah, absolutely. That was a game where I felt like, we got off to a slow start, but I didn't feel like, the first couple buckets I was pretty frustrated with that we gave up, because we just gave up a couple easy lay-ins because we had poor closeouts. But outside of that, I thought we played pretty well offensively in the first half. We just didn't make shots. We missed four or five wide open threes. Cade missed two wide open threes, which he doesn't do very often. I just thought we just didn't make shots in the first half. In the second half, we really started to make shots. And then we kept trading back and forth. We went on a few different runs in the second half to kind of get us back into it. And then it was kind of back and forth there until the end. And again, the boys just kind of fought and clawed and found a way to make enough shots at the end. And yeah, Landon really put us on his back in that second half for sure, man. He really found his rhythm, especially down in the post, and then had a couple and ones and a three. So him being able to figure out how to score at all three levels has been really big for us offensively.
Did you see his development coming at all?
I always knew. He's always had skill. He's just been, a little smaller. He was kind of a late bloomer in terms of growth. He shot up a lot in the last 2 years in terms of his height. And he's just a skilled kid. He's just really kind of found you know, a rhythm, and his footwork is really improved. And you know that his length has allowed him to find a little bit of an inside game too, which has been awesome.
Yeah, and you had of course Caden Klein step by up at the end, and Brody Bauer hit a few threes during the game too that were key.
Yeah.
So kind of just basically a total team win there.
Yeah, absolutely. If you look across, I think we had at least three guys in double digits and a few more close to double digits. You know, and that play at the end from Caden, that was just such a heads up play because. You know, we ran a little we knew they were going to come out and probably put some pressure on us a little bit to make it tougher to get the ball up the floor. And Caden actually set the screen for Landon to get open and then ran the entire floor and anticipated that. We've talked a lot about in huddles, whether we're on offense or defense in those tight game situations at the end. A lot of times when that shot goes up, everyone just freezes and watch. Man. So we always talk about crashing the glass, whether we're on the offense or defensive end. And keeping, you know, and give yourself another opportunity to get a tip in. And you know what, Caden really timed it perfectly. And man, we watched the video. I watched the video 100 times today.
Really
you
close.
Just you can't even tell. Like it's so close.
Yeah.
So I honestly think either way the officials would have called it, I don't think anybody could have argued because it was kind of a bang bang deal. So you know, but just proud of the guys for finding a way to win the game because, you know, that's what it all comes down to this time of year. You just got to find ways to win games. I don't care if it's ugly or pretty. you just got to survive in advance.
Yeah, definitely. Well, appreciate you spending some time. You got Bondurant Farrar coming up next week, and then pretty soon you'll find out what your tournament trail will be.
Yep. We find that out on Monday. And, you know, we get Bondurant and ADM next week. So, you know, two games we put on our schedule for a reason because – we know they're two teams that always make a push in the postseason. You know, we really beef up our schedule to challenge our kids to get ready for the postseason. So, because that's what we're here for. We're here to make a run to the state tournament. And again, I think this team, you know, with the right draw, I think we can make a serious run. So, you know, if we play like we're capable of for four quarters, I think we can beat about anybody that they'll put us up against.
Definitely. Well, hey, thanks for joining us in the Coach's Corner. Appreciate it. Good luck.
Yep, thank you.
Jason Carter joining us in the Coach's Corner, powered by Hy-Vee, head coach for the Newt boys basketball team.